Okay, that was the last one.
During a staff meeting last week, Arlington High School teachers took part in an icebreaker game where one jokingly asked, who's had an issue with a student this year? That shared moment of laughter pulled members of the Peace Learning Center a lot. Teachers at Arlington are frustrated, not just because students are acting out, but because they aren't quite sure how to help their students change behaviors.
Having the time and the freedom to do it. That's what all the teachers we work with have said. It's just difficult to impose one more thing on their time.
That's James Taylor, better known as JT. He's a youth development facilitator at Peace Learning Center. He and his coworkers will soon become very familiar faces at Arlington.
We're going to be working with the staff and students, professional development, and with the students, we're just going to try to help them gain the skills to make critical thinking choices, which for me is self-esteem, self-control, and self-respect.
Teachers and staff voted to let JT and the Peace Learning Center introduce a program called Peers Making Peace. It's an approach used across the nation where all types of students, from those with straight A's to those who are at risk, learn how to get classmates resolving differences in a peaceful manner without escalating to violence. In addition, the Peace Learning staff will also discuss conflict resolution during class time, and Arlington teachers will get coaching on how to interact with students and use restorative justice, a method where students, or even families, sit down with each other to work out problems and find solutions. Principal Stan Law says this will all start to go into effect when classes resume after fall break on October 20th.
Beginning of the year was the relaunch. Now it's the restart because we noticed that a lot of pieces we did not have in place. A lot of teachers weren't there, even though we still have some vacancies now, but there are a lot more pieces to the puzzle now than there were the first couple of weeks of school.
Law says everyone in the building, from 7th graders to seniors, will be held to higher expectations. He is also now able to hire much-needed staff. District officials recently approved more behavior specialists, special education teachers, and an additional dean for the school. For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Eric Weddle.